It's the Accidental Entrepreneur Show. I'm Matthew Clark.
And it's Ian Scott.
With the Accidental
Entrepreneur
Show.
We're in a market, which is really the theme for what we're doing just now, because for many people that are on the trail of starting their own business, a small stall, a stand, is the most effective way of getting out there. They're actually the lifeblood of many new businesses.
I would be quite worried putting up a stall personally, because it's almost like first time on show, will people stop past my stall, won't they? It's quite nervous.
Do you know, I think that's a really good point, but it's also the financial outlay is very small, and you get to meet other people that are in exactly the same position. I mean, this is a covered market, and we've got calendars and pictures, and then we've got a local produce market with jams and chutneys and cheeses, and the other side we've got trinkets, and there's somebody over there doing soaps and handmade joinery. Everything's in here.
But that's what customers like. They want to go around and get a whole selection of different things. That's why they go to large undercover malls as well. It's a smaller version of that.
Do you know, I would disagree with that.
People want all in one go to get their shopping so they can get a bit of food.
The difference between going to one place for all your shopping, this is an experience. And this is the antithesis of branded goods coming over from China in a big container. This is local people doing local things. And for many, it's the first step on the ladder.
Yes, it's an experience, but surely large malls are experiences as well, aren't
they? Why don't we go out and actually meet some of the interesting people here?
Okay, all right. We've just been mobbed by two customers.
I've come down here especially to come to the market today and tomorrow. So we've come not far, but we've come across from Dartmoor. But we knew that this was on today, and we were down here last year, and we made a special point of coming back today because of the variety and the quality of these stalls that are here. Wanted particularly to go to the chocolate shop across the way there, Trenanche, to get my wife some chocolates for Christmas. And she's very good at spending money, basically, aren't you?
Can I just say that we were having a little bit of an argument just now about, I was saying that in many ways, a small marketplace like this is an experience in the same way as a big shopping mall. Would you disagree or agree?
Oh, I hate big shopping malls. This one is such more personal, more interesting. You can talk to the shopkeepers, and it's so much more exciting. Shopping malls are always the same clone shop.
So you're supporting Ian?
I think we'll take that as a victory for me, Matthew.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Is the attraction the small, special...
I disagree with that, totally.
So it's one all.
No, I don't have an opinion, actually, but I was just trying to make merry, really.
How long have you been married?
Nearly 50 years.
And it's still... Maybe it's the friction, the... You like what you see here. I mean, have you bought much stuff, or are you coming for anything?
We came in today, and we've only just arrived. We just came across because we intend to do some serious shopping tomorrow.
OK, so we've just seen some punters in the marketplace, Ian. So who won?
I did. And we are now off to explore tutus, 950, 750. I mean, what... Where else can you get tutus, cheese, candles and flags?
What's tutus?
The lady over...
Oh, hang on, let's go and ask. What's your name?
I'm Jennifer.
What's the business?
Dreamy Designs.
Just quickly explain what you do.
I'm a stitcher. I do hand-painted scarves, quilts, wheat bags.
Do you make a living out of this?
Not really.
So why are you doing it? Are you mad?
I'm disabled.
Ah.
And if I come here... I can see people, I've got something to do at home, and I've got something to come out for. If I wasn't doing this, I'd be on incapacity.
Do you know, David Cameron would love you. This is all big society stuff, isn't it?
I mean, and the wheat bags have actually been the best sellers. In fact, I've had to go home. I got one of the guys to go and get me some wheat yesterday, and I had to go home and make some more last night.
Do you know, this is interesting because we've been meeting people, and this is a key thing. I think everybody's got a secret star product. And it turns out it could be your wheat bags. Thank you very much.
This is the kind of thing I want to be selling, but it doesn't sell.
And that's life in the world of Cormier's. Thank you so much.
Well, there you go, Ian. So we just had a look around the market. High point for you.
The diversity. Everybody's here for a reason. Some of them to sell, some of them to get company, some of them not to sell. We've met some people who are really uncomfortable selling, and I don't know why they're doing it, and yet they've got a great product. But this is diversity of small businesses, and within this market, there are two or three that have the capacity to be real winners. We need more of this.
Okay, and I'm sure we'll be giving people a little look into a lot more of this happening around Cornwall particularly. So this has been the Accidental
Entrepreneur Show in a Market
with Matthew Clark
and Ian Scott.